myself, Sony Side Up, and Anne Moira. We've got a special guest in studio, as promised. We've got Michael Smalls Munyoki. Welcome to the studio, Michael.
Thank you.
You definitely know this man. He played Joe, the main character in Grand Little Lies, and he's now been nominated for Africa Magic Best Movie, East Africa. And then you also know him as Eric in Single Kiasi, and you've also done some assistant directing, so you're incredibly well. You have many accolades, let's put it that way. Yeah. Do you listen to rock music? That's what I got to ask first.
Yes, I do. Occasionally, I listen to all kinds of music. I appreciate all kinds of music. Love it.
Cool. I love it. We weren't going to quiz you on it, but I had to start by asking you. You're on a rock show.
But you are on a field that I care about so much, because I find it so fascinating how the world is now starting to look at Africa and Kenya as well as a stronghold for film and industry, right? Mm-hmm. I do want to know from you. Let's start from auditioning. How do you find out about auditions?
There are the normal ways you can find out about auditions, like WhatsApp groups, Facebook groups. You could go to KNT. They post auditions on the notice boards. Link up with casting directors as well. They're well known. We have Collins, we have Isaiah, we have Kevin, we have Kamau Wandongo. We have so many Nini Washera. We have so many amazing casting directors. Get to network with these people online. They will let you know when auditions are there. Gerald Langiri, Lorella, shout out, man.
And nice. Paying for auditions, is that normal?
Oh, man, no. You should never, never, ever part with a single shilling, because think about it like this. You're talented. They're looking for you. So why would they request you to pay them? Plus, they're the producers with the money. Mm-hmm. Why would they be asking you for money? That's the first red flag. If you're ever asked to pay for an audition, run like the wind, because if that producer does not have money at that time, what money will they pay you with?
Okay, so I love the fact that you said that they're looking for you, but then now this conversation that Kennings have been having for quite some time, right? Mm-hmm. The same five faces mm-hmm. on the same five types of shows, and it's getting kind of frustrating. So when you say they are looking for you, I've seen some people go to auditions and be like, oh, this person's here, I'm not gonna get this role. Mm-hmm. So how do you address such a situation, conversation like that?
First of all, patience, prayer, and persistence. You should always pray, be persistent, and push. Never give up. Your time will come. I know it feels like that sometimes when you go to these audition lines and you see the same people and you know, I'm not going to get that role. If this guy is there, I'm not going to get it. Fine, that's one way to look at it. But the other way to look at it is that this person's time has finally come to an end and it's now my time to shine. Uh-huh. Don't give up. Push. The reason why you keep seeing the same faces that you see is because these people have proved themselves time and time again that they can deliver what we are offering. It's a lot of money to make a movie, a series, or a film. It takes a lot of money, and as a producer, you want to know that I will get my returns, and not only break even, but also make profit.
Totally.
How will I know this if I've never seen you do anything? If nobody can vouch for you, if nobody knows where you you come to set early, if somebody knows, how will somebody know? Is this person easy to direct? Is this person a good actor? Mm-hmm. Is this person does this person show up on set sober? You know, all these things, because in the industry, and you can attest to this, it's a bit freer than in the office.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, it takes a lot more self-discipline.
It does.
Right.
It does.
But you've been in this game for the past 7 years. Mm-hmm. And how did you get started? Like, how did you get to where you are today?
Well, I started acting in a church called International Christian Center in theater.
Okay.
And I found a few people who believed in me. And it's always important to get people who believe in you and by your corner and just, you know, psyching you up. So I did. I found people who believed in me. And my brother believed in me. My girlfriend at the time believed in me. My parents believed in me.
Yeah.
And I got a support system. That's how I began this. And I didn't think it was possible, but I pushed. And I'm still here. And guys, I'm still pushing. Yeah. I have not gotten anywhere yet. Because you can't rest. You can never rest.
Yeah.
You always have to keep pushing. That's what's up.
So did you have formal training for acting?
I did not, unfortunately. By the time I was growing up in this country, we didn't necessarily have like a formal training in acting.
Right.
But I did have mentors. And it's what I've always had.
Right.
I've had mentors in acting. I've had people who've trained me, people who've interpreted it in a different way. And I love to learn. So, yeah.
I love that. So in just a bit, we're going to find out how you can get a mentor, how you get budgeting as well. What happens if the budgeting stops halfway through and you have an idea but how to bring it to life, and of course the fantastic shows that he has been on and been participating in. You send us your questions on 0701 984 984 or the Fuse 984.
Here on The Fuse, Anne Moira and Sony Side Up. And of course, we've got Michael Smalls Munyoki in studio. You guys were both looking at me so hesitantly. I was just letting the song play out, y'all.
Yeah.
It's all right.
We wanted your question on reality TV in Africa.
Yes.
Yeah? the future of it. Okay, now we need to start with Young, Rich and African. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't.
And it's like Young, Famous and African.
I've seen the Twitter discourse. That's about it.
Okay, premise is a bunch of people. It's just normal reality TV navigating through life. But the first time it's in Africa and you don't see it like broke life. It's like honestly amazing cars, amazing experiences. Everything you see on an international stage, you're basically getting it back home, right? With great dialogue and some Swahili being mixed in there. So I loved it. Now, people are complaining about the fact that there is no Kenya represented in the whole of it. And Kenya is kind of the backbone.
But they're Swahili.
There is, because we have Diamond Platinum, who has Tanzania, the, you know, the real nice Swahili, not our bootleg one.
Okay.
So people are saying, where is Kenya? Where is Kenya? Because they have been such as, you know, such a big foundation for not just film, but also TV, but also, you know, music as well. What do you think about the fact that there was no Kenya? And what do you think about reality TV coming into the African space?
Well, I think it's awesome, and whenever anything new is always introduced in Africa that is making moves out there, it's always awesome when it's introduced in Africa. So it's really cool. I loved Young, Famous and African, man, because like you say, it showed Africa in a very different light, like not the ghettos, not the war. No, it showed the people who actually are making the big moves in this continent and actually making big money from it, which is important for our children to know that you could still follow your talent and make big money from it. I love the show. I love the fact that I learned that Diamond could speak English. I was so impressed, and not only just English, good English.
Queen's
English.
It was so cool. About it coming into Kenya, I think it's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time. Young, Famous and African, it's about time they have a Kenyan or two or three.
Okay, now I'm gonna counteract that because Kenyans have money. Yes, we have money, but we don't want to show that we have money, which is a very British way of things. If we go back to like our history, you know what I mean? Like America's very flashy, very boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Nigerians have always been known as being very flashy, very look at me. Whereas in Kenya, I think it's a lot more reserved. And the reason why I'm saying this is because now we look at things like Wolf of Wall Street getting banned. You see, I Am Samuel getting banned, Rafiki getting banned. These are documentaries and just even shows in general that, you know, made Kenyans interested. So what do you think about the bans on certain Kenyan production and film after they decide maybe to step out and show this is also part of our culture?
Well, what I usually feel about the bands is I feel they're a bit hypocritical, and this is just my opinion, because we still watch what is coming from out there, and we're still allowing our children to still watch what's coming from out there. But when we do it ourselves, now all of a sudden it's become a bad thing. I feel like we should love a bit more. I feel like we are really good at criticizing as a community and as a country and everything, but let's just pump a bit more positive criticism into it. Our film industry, everything in our continent is a bit young, and if we hate it kind of kills it. Let's pump all this Kenyan criticism that I love, let's pump it into a positive way that can channel a great show, that can channel, let's just mention the mistakes. You should just change a bit of this and this and everything will be okay. Everything else, let's not ban. Mm-hmm. Let's just make the policies a bit more friendlier for these films to be shown.
I love that. Yeah. And speaking of showing love, Grand Little Lies has been nominated for Africa Magic Best Movie East Africa. Congratulations. Seriously, when we come back, we need to talk all about that. I also want to hear about your assistant directing for Showmax's Crime and Justice. It's super cool that you're doing all of this, and we'll definitely get back into it right after the news headlines.
Definitely feel like I've gotten a lot of clarity on certain topics when it comes to, you know, the film and entertainment industry in Kenya, and I love a great interview like that. Of course, it is a Fuse 984, myself and Mara and Sony Side Up, and we are hanging out with our new friend Smalls, who has been nominated for a fantastic award. But not just that, he has been behind the scenes on some of your favorite shows like Crime and Justice, which has seen our guys Fareed, and of course we've seen June as well act in it. So it's always nice to see things come home as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some of us are on radio because our faces aren't pretty enough for TV. But
all lies, guys. All lies.
What?
Sorry, I had to put it out there. We were all thinking it. Someone had to say it. Okay, so you play Smalls in Grand Little Lies. And again, congratulations for the nomination. The award ceremony happens on May 14th. And how did it feel being nominated? And how does it feel generally being able to represent Kenya and this show at this on this kind of a global stage.
All right. So first things first, just a slight correction. The nomination is for A Grand Little Lie.
Yeah.
And by the producer, Denise Ngibwini, who is our producer. So she stands the chance of going to collect the award and bringing it to me so that we can see it here in Kenya, right? So congratulations, Denise, man.
Yes.
And also to Philip Karanja, Abel Mutua, and the whole of the Philly TV crew. You guys are amazing. You did an amazing job. And let's bring this one home, guys. I mean, did you watch A Grand Little Lie? If you haven't, please head on to philittv.com and let us know what you think. Watch the show and actually tell me, am I actually just forcing you to watch a Kenyan show, or am I actually just asking you to watch a really good movie? That's what's up.
Yeah,
I love that. By the way, if you don't know what the Africa Magic... If you don't know what the Africa Magic Awards is all about, basically it is the Oscars of Africa. So these awards are huge, and they're going to be taking part in Lagos, Nigeria. They have been for quite some time. So this is actually quite a huge
Super exciting.
Yes. Oh, man. Big up to the Philly TV cast and crew. Excellent work, man.
And you also tried your hand at assistant directing with Crime and Justice. Mm-hmm. What was that like, making that shift over?
Oh, man. Well, so I made the shift over to crew because I felt like I wasn't getting enough time on set. And I wasn't getting enough jobs. And sometimes people don't call you at home, you know, as frequently as you would want.
Mm-hmm.
Or as your landlord would want, for that matter. So I decided to try my hand behind the camera. And what I did was I hooked up with a brother of mine. He's called Edwin Kama Miringu. He's my mentor, and he took me under his wing. And man, this guy has really—he's fed my child. That is basically what this guy has done, and he's so amazing. He took me under his wing, trained me, and that's how I even got into Crime and Justice. I did do an interview, but a lot of it was also because Kama really was there and he vouched for me to do it. So yeah, I did Crime and Justice the first season as a second AD, did a bit a second assistant director, for those who do not know what an AD is.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved on to first assistant director as well. Yeah, and I also acted as well on Crime and Justice,
doing the most.
Yeah, man, which is what I would like to encourage people, man, because I went behind the camera and I found out that when I was behind there, it was easier for me to be called as an actor because I was on set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was there and they'd look for a character and I'm like, no, you don't have to call anyone. How many? Why pay for an Uber? I am here.
Yeah,
exactly. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I've been getting roles, man. So pick something you love behind the camera as well.
I love that, because mostly actors don't normally say that they want to go behind the scenes, because, you know, it does make it a lot easier for you to keep on your craft as well, to stay on alert and what's going on. Now, speaking on what's going on, what are some shows that you would recommend for Kenyans to get into, or even actually just people who enjoy great films as well? What are your top five?
Top five that I'm not in.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man. Top five. Let's see. Ooh, pressure. Border Patrol is one that I'd like guys to look out for. Mission to Rescue is one I'd like guys to look out for. Crime and Justice.
Great one.
Yes.
Yep,
is what I'd like.
That.
Yes. A Grand Little Lie is what I'd like guys to look out for. Finally, Single Kiasi.
Yes.
On Showmax. I'd like guys to look out for that one. Yes.
And what's next for you? Do you have any projects in the works, things that we should be looking out for?
Yes, I do. I've signed a bunch of non-disclosure agreements on that
one.
But what I can say is it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire.
I love that you mentioned contracts as well as non-disclosure agreements, by the way. These are so essential. What advice would you give someone who's joining into the acting game and doesn't really understand the necessity of a strong contract and understanding the contract as well?
I'd advise anyone who's getting into the game, reach out to people who have been there. Reach out to me on my socials. Reach out to all these people you're seeing on TV. They are amazing souls who would give you advice just at the click of a finger. They love to talk. We love to talk about our experiences in the industry. I love giving out stories on how you could better yourself. All these other actors that I work with love to do the same thing. Like I said, Kama just took me in and owing me nothing, not knowing who I am or where I'm from, but he admired my work ethic. And that's what he always keeps saying. So all I'm saying is just reach out to these guys on their socials. They will definitely give you advice. Reach out to me on my socials. I'll give you all the advice I have amassed in the little advice I have amassed in the 8 years.
All right. And what is your socials?
At Michael Smalls Munyoki, all across the board.
Amazing. Well, we'll be back with Smalls in a minute. So if you have questions for him, let us know. 0701-984-984. Tweet us at TheFuse984. But for now, let's get back into the music. Love Me Again by John Newman, playing right here on The Fuse with Amara, myself, Sony Side Up. And we're joined in studio by a special guest, Michael Smalls Munyoki. Welcome to studio once more. You definitely know Smalls because he plays Joe in Grand Little Lies. You also play Eric in Single Kiasi. And you also did some assistant directing on Showmax's Crime and Justice. Yes. Super cool.
Mm-hmm. I want to delve into Eric, right? Because a little while back, the woman who plays your wife was here. She was with the boys on the Jam show. And I was looking at her side eye. I'm like, girl, why are you treating Eric like that? No, Eric is a nice guy on the show. He makes a couple mistakes and now she leaves him. A little bit trifling. Like, she leaves him when, you know, he's down. How can you relate to this character and how do you get into character?
Oh, man. First of all, we had such amazing directors. So shout out to Grace Kahaki, Philip Brayson, and Robbie Brayson, man. They are such amazing directors. They get you into that zone. They remove that character from deep within. I do borrow from my own life. I borrow from my friends' experiences, my family's experiences, my own experiences. That's how I get into character. And yeah, it was such an amazing experience. And yes, my wife Becca, I mean, really, a guy can't just be broke and drunk. I mean, let a man be broke and drunk
in peace. And yeah. No, we do not advocate. Please do not listen to any of that part of it. But I do want to know, have you ever been given a character that you really cannot relate to, and how did you try your best to get into that character?
Yes, actually, this Eric was one of those ones, and I kept telling my directors, with this one you have stretched me to the limits. Because first of all, Eric, whatever Eric is going through is not something that I have gone through. So I really had to look for, where am I going to get this inspiration from? I did eventually find it. I hope you also that I found it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just blowing my own trumpet.
Yeah.
So I really, really dug deep to find it. But my directors really helped out a lot. And again, personal experiences really helped.
I do love the fact that it is something that imitates a lot of a conversation that happens in Kenya, right? Especially when during the pandemic, you know, you lose your job, things go rough, things go south. So Kenyans definitely can relate to that character. Maybe you can give us a little bit of an idea of what some of the other characters on the show are about as well.
All right. So Single Kiasi, for those of you who don't know, is about three beautiful ladies. One is called Becca, one is called Maya, one is called Sintame. And it's all about the hustle and bustles and all the stress that Kenyan women are going through in Kanairo and all over the country, and possibly it could be relatable even in the whole of Africa. So I'd like to encourage each and every woman and man to watch this show. The reason is because for the women, you will see yourself in one or all of the characters that are playing there. For the men, you will also see yourself, because you will see what these women are doing. Because some of the things you don't even know, like, for instance, my brother called me up and told me, this happens in Nairobi. I'm like, yes, which bubble are you living in? You know, so it helps. It helps for people to actually get to be enlightened, to know what's going on, what's up out there. And for the women, we really wanted this one for the women. Mm-hmm. Because for our sisters, our mothers, our wives, our daughters, we really need to represent the issues that are going on, and we don't need to crucify our ladies, because they're humans. So we are showcasing our human Kenyan women.
And episode 12, where we can just wrap all of this up. Episode 12 is going to be coming out when?
Oh, it comes out on Thursday, and we're wrapping it up on episode 13. That's next week.
Yes.
But episode 12, I feel like Eric is about to be redeemed. I don't know.
Absolutely. So if you haven't caught up yet, make sure you do by Thursday, so then we don't have any spoilers here. And thank you so much for joining us in studio. It's been an absolute pleasure. Where can everybody follow you if they want to learn more about you, your projects, things like that?
Yes, so if you'd like to follow me, at Michael Smalls Munyoki is my handle. I repeat that, at Michael Smalls Munyoki on all the platforms. And if you want to email me, mikemunyoki@gmail.com.
Wow.
Fantastic.